Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, author Stephen Covey tells a story at the beginning where he sees a man on the subway as an irresponsible father. Covey, a father of nine, puts high value on family, fathering, and discipline. So his take is, this is extremely bad, because a man sat next to Stephen and closed his eyes, apparently oblivious to his children, who were yelling and throwing things and even grabbing people's papers. Covey's perception automatically influences his emotions. He's shocked and angry. It takes a lot of self-control for him to patiently confront the man and stay calm. And the man describes how his wife had just died hours earlier. Covey's perception of the man and the situation changes. Instead of seeing the man as an irresponsible father, he now sees him as a grieving husband. And this new view automatically influences new emotion and behavior. Instead of feeling and acting on anger, Covey feels compassion and doesn't desire to confront the situation, but to listen and support the grieving man. This section of Matthew's gospel that we hear today, Jesus is declaring seven consecutive statements. We hear five of them today and two will be next Sunday. And he makes a statement like this: the law says, quoting the law, but I say. So it's calling us to a deeper living out of the law. One might think that the law is the final word, and that's all that's needed to live a good moral life. But Jesus moves us from focusing merely on external following of the commandments to the internal motivation in each case, saying, for example, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Stephen Covey did a very good job of keeping his righteous anger in check. He could have reacted differently by berating the man and using more colorful language. This is a mild case of anger, but I bet most of us have felt that kind of anger, which is definitely a lot stronger because we have been hurt by someone. I call it bitter anger, which is the feeling that you have been hurt by someone or even by God, and you never want to forgive them. It eats you up on the inside, and it's a heavy burden that we carry. You want the other to suffer because they deserve it and because you never want to be hurt by them again. But let me tell you the truth from my experience. Bitter anger is an insidious cancer that eats away at our own souls, and the poison that we wish to give to the other person who hurt us is actually hurting, killing ourselves. And walking around with bitter hatred can fester and allow us to harm another. And Jesus indicates that the same is true with adultery and taking false oaths. So pay attention, beware of what's going on inside, lustful feelings and thoughts, and those things that we call white lies. In the second reading, Paul writes to the Corinthians that Jesus has come to teach us a wisdom that the rulers of this world don't understand. He says, God's wisdom is mysterious and hidden, which none of the rulers of this age knew, because if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. There is an invitation for us in that message as well. It calls us to have patience with what we perceive as bad or evil. Like Stephen Covey, we can slow down the judging process of who is totally right and who is totally wrong. It is a process, a wisdom, that allows us to be more comfortable living with the tensions of life. May the Holy Spirit give us the wisdom of God.